GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show, and George is celebrating Christmas with the family. It's you and me on The Voice of Maine with your call at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. Would love to get a text message from you this morning into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And if you're online and would like to send an email,
you've got mail.
Please do so into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com on our question of the day. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? We're going to call it the TCI for our conversation, okay? The Transportation and Climate Initiative. And for it, we've got to put you back in the GHRT Wayback Machine. Oh, back to 2010 or so, when then Governor John Baldacci started working with, 11 states and the District of Columbia to collaborate on the TCI, the Transportation and Climate Initiative. And you're going to hear about cap and trade in this, and you're familiar with that, right? The idea is environmentalists are so concerned that we are going to ruin our environment that we need to do something to stem the fumes belching from internal combustion motor vehicles. The burning of fossil fuels is impacting our ecology, and it's getting warmer, so they say. I'm not going to argue climate change with you here this morning.
We all know that global warming is real and dangerous.
Just to get your opinion on the policy that people are putting in place to try to combat it. So this alliance of Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states, this TCI, 12 Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic states, District of Columbia, Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Virginia. I said New Hampshire, but hang on a second. So the estimates came out last week on this multi-state deal. And there was an agreement back in the day when they put together the TCI. And it was a Massachusetts state representative, William Strauss. He was a chairperson on the Joint Committee on Transportation. And said that all states in the TCI, all the ones we just mentioned, raise their gas tax the same amount at the same time and agree not to call it a gas tax. But I think the public is smarter than that. I think we are. When you're telling us we need to pay more at the pump because you want to fund a policy that is going to do whatever, we're going to call it a gas tax. Well, the estimates came out last week. And if approved this spring, this TCI, this multi-state deal, could increase the price of gasoline about 17 cents a gallon. 17 cents a gallon more every time you put a gallon in your tank. Now, supporters say this is going to bring in billions of dollars to expand public transportation and bike lanes and electric cars. Or electric car charging stations. But 17 cents more per gallon. Remember how we mentioned New Hampshire just a few moments ago in the list of the TCI, the Transportation Climate Initiative? New Hampshire said no. New Hampshire said no, thank you. We don't want to be a part of this. Or its leaders said, we don't want to be a part of this. And perhaps it's because they realize that the people of New Hampshire can't afford it. So I'll ask the question, if the people of New Hampshire can't afford it, can the people of Maine afford it? You know your own budget. One estimate said that the added cost to diesel and or gasoline. Oh, park right there for a second. If it's going to be 17 cents more a gallon for the regular unleaded that you put in your car, but it's also going to be 17 cents more per gallon every time a trucker has to put a gallon of diesel in his or her vehicle in order to get your produce, your food, your clothes, because you know without truckers, you're going to be naked and hungry. It's going to be 17 cents more a gallon that they're going to have to pay. How do you think they're going to make up that cost? So I wonder if a 17 cent per gallon tax increase, we're not supposed to call it a gas tax, are we? If this 17 cents a gallon investment, that's it, investment. We'll call it an investment. I wonder if it's going to come back to bite us twice. 1-800-966-1039. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? According to some estimates, you, Mr. Man, you, Miss Behind the Wheel, you use 400 gallons of gas every year. That's about 7.7 gallons per week. Even if you lowballed it, even if you called it 13 cents per gallon more, it would be 52 extra dollars per year for gasoline. Now, if you're on a fixed income, how are you going to... Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? What are you thinking?
No, Rick, good morning, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
I listened to the best of this past weekend when you had Jim Labreck on.
Yes, sir.
And this is exactly what he was talking about. They can't make these other green things work, so they tax and to subsidize on using fossil fuels and whatever to make the economy of that green technology to work. This is a bunch of malarkey.
Malarkey. That's a very kind word. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. The question of the day, should Maine join the Transportation Climate Initiative? What are you thinking?
No way.
You want to share more than just two syllables?
Yes, if you don't mind. Rick, they're not thinking far enough ahead. Number one, what about heating oil? It's going to go crazy. It's just a carbon tax. That's all they're trying to do.
Indeed, but a carbon tax. They told us we shouldn't call it a gas tax, but a carbon tax. Yes, it is. It is cap and trade. And while someone might say, well, maybe they'll exclude heating oil, as we just explained to you a moment ago, it's going to be 17 cents more a gallon for diesel. And what do you think those big trucks delivering the home heating oil to the big tank farms in your community are running on? Diesel. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 in Rockland, answering our question of the day. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? What are you thinking?
No, sir. Anything labeled climate change or green or sustainable development or anything like that is all working towards one goal, and that's to deny transportation. That's to deny it, because they don't want the average people moving. They don't want the average people to have their own free will. They want to control. And this was seen in Florida with Rick Scott when he was governor, when they wanted to extend the railroad out of the park. And it came out in the talks that the whole thing behind the railroad and the Amtrak and everything else being rebuilt, along with the Brunswick layover station and everything else, it's not making any money at all. Government federally subsidized, was that they want to take the cars out of the hands of people, and it's all part of quote unquote sustainable development.
Let me ask you a quick question. What town or what city do you live in, sir? What town or what city do you live in?
Brunswick.
In Brunswick, okay. Public transportation might work in Brunswick because this money was going to go for, as you heard, if you're just waking up to the TCI, this coalition, I'll call it, of states and the rules that would be passed and everyone would have to adopt for the Transportation and Climate Initiative, could, one estimate now, we're out with a 17 cent per gallon tax on vehicles. And the money is supposed to go to add bike lanes, electric car charging stations, and expand public transportation. Public transportation might work in Brunswick. How's it working in Belmont? How is it in Baileyville? You got a lot of public transportation running in Brownville Junction? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? What are you thinking?
Ship beer and wine by rail.
Don't know if we can get the rail running. Let's see. How's the rail working in? It's going to be tough for me to pick out a community where they don't have train tracks running through. We got it in Glenburn. I suppose it's in Orrington. But they don't have trains running to get you to work on time, like in the song Roll On Down the Highway by Bachman Turner Overdrive, in many communities in Maine. Here are some of the text messages coming into us in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Those answering our question of the day, should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? It comes down to ROI, return on investment. The additional money will go to other programs and cripple the little guy. This person writes to us, this is a scam. The government looking to milk the cash cow harder. We are all going to burn fuel, and they are going to milk our wallets any way they can. This person suggests that we turn off the sarcasm filter for this email.
Sarcasm filter disabled.
If we just pay more taxes, everything will be all right. Let me turn the sarcasm filter back on.
Sarcasm filter active.
No on joining, this person writes in a text message to us. Just more money the government will suck out of us and waste on everything but where it should go. That person brings up a point. I had this note written down. And I suppose there's some scientist somewhere that she or he could answer this question and maybe be persuasive. I don't mind paying taxes. It's kind of the American thing to do. Provide for the welfare state, promote the, you know, it's in the preamble of the Constitution. But can you show me any progress in this? Can you show me where this worked? 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative?
No, I actually feel that it doesn't this sound ridiculous to everybody that they want us to burn fuel to pay for this green initiative? That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, we tax cigarettes in order to fund non-smoking programs. This person writes to us, the start of the text message. I spend more than $6,000 a year on gas, and last year, $12,000 in taxes. I can't afford to stay in business the way this is going. Where is it going to end? Oh, and they write, not to mention the $20,000 in healthcare costs. This person writes back on the comment I made. I alluded to the preamble to the Constitution. To promote the general welfare of the nation does not mean put the nation in general on welfare. That was good. Caller, hi. GHRT asks you the question of the day. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? New Hampshire said no. Which way should Maine go?
Oh, my gosh. What a mess. All I can imagine is in 10 years, there's going to be tumbleweeds surrounding all these green energy, plug your car in contraptions. It's not going anywhere because rural Maine, like you said before, we don't have the infrastructure. We can't have the infrastructure. It's way too spread out.
I'd also wonder how those electric cars do in the winter months. Do the heaters work in those? And can you still get enough miles out of the battery? Caller, hi. I think you get the last word. Should Maine join the Transportation and Climate Initiative? What are you thinking?
No, I think your numbers are a little flawed. I burn over 7 gallons a week in my lawnmower, never mind my car, going back and forth to work. Maine's a rural state. You know, I mean, it's in, not only are you talking 17 cents possibly, think about the transportation. That stuff's all moved by truck. If you're going to add 17 cents to diesel, it's going to snowball. It's crazy.
As we said earlier, got to keep all those trucks running. You burn 7 gallons on your lawnmower this time of year?
Well, I could get as crazy as you. I bet I use, not a lawnmower, but I use a snowblower a lot.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.